From the Director of Community Business Development Partners, submitting monthly informational reports providing an update on departmental waivers. This item will also be considered by the Committee on Economic and Community Development and is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you, Madam Clerk, if you want to proceed with your report.
Good morning, Supervisors. I'm Rick Norris, Director of Community Business Development Partnership. I'd like to start off by saying that our trending looks very good for the first quarter of 2014. March numbers for the waiver report is a little less than 21% compared to January around 30% and in February around 42%. If you recall, in February, there was I view that reporting of the waiver report to be an anomaly because there was items that were calculated in the waiver report that, in my opinion, shouldn't be there. For example, the funds that we received from the Zoological Society regarding parking. Those numbers were all assessed about 90%. So if you just take the February numbers out and look at January until March, we see approximately a 31% reduction. For March, the lion's share of the waivers were in the area, about 72% was with DHHS, and many of those contracting opportunities don't really lend themselves for participation. For example, there's a contract to the Milwaukee Police Department and other nonprofit organizations. So, which leads me to make this next statement is that for the next reporting period, you will see two different formats of the waiver report. The waiver report, as you see, in the present format, and the other one that I had suggested several months ago that still show those contracting opportunities in a table but will not be included in the waiver calculation. And it will have graphs and trendings and things of that nature. And I look at those areas that are specialized as more opportunities for participation going forward. So that's my report today. I'd be happy. Oh, one other thing. Your feedback on the new format would be highly appreciated because it's our report. It's not my report. It's our report. And so if it's very important for me that your input is included in it.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee? Supervisor Jersey?
Yeah, we did have an opportunity to talk about the report in an agenda setting for ECD, and this will be on ECD. And my recommendation when we were talking about the reports is that we continue to get both reports with the opportunity for our committee to you know, compare and look at the information being given. I know an ECD committee, Supervisor Johnson, Supervisor Bowen, I think even Supervisor Mayo, will be very interested in the reporting form. Dr. Norris has some very interesting ideas on how to really maximize some DBE services, and I've been impressed with some of his ideas. I just want the committee to understand that as we start getting both reports for a period of time, I think the ultimate goal is to wheedle it back down to one report that is more reflective, if you will, of the information we're getting. So hopefully we can be good partners in working with Dr. Norris on getting those reports the way the committee wants them. And I think doing both reports for a while is a good transition as we move in that direction. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Any other comments from the committee members? None. Thank you for your report. Madam Clerk.